Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's Shop Talk. We are here once again, OmniTalk Retail. I'm Ann Mazenga.
And I'm Chris Walton.
And we have a very, very wonderful guest I'm about to introduce. Before I do that, I want to give a quick shout out and thank you to Meta for making all of our Shop Talk coverage possible. And thanks to Meta, because you can supercharge. I'm saying this like Mary Catherine Gallagher. Supercharge your business.
You're all over that. Supercharge
it. Wheels. I like it.
Yeah,
I mean,
you love
it.
I love watching you get excited about stuff.
I need more
stuff.
Energy.
It makes
with
me
that.
Excited.
Yes.
It makes me
okay,
happy.
Okay, but sound effect.
Yes.
Yeah, supercharge.
Yes, but what we're most excited about is the woman standing between us here. We have one of our favorite interviewees of all time, Rena Hirst, VP of Walmart Go Local. Rena, welcome.
Thank you. It's
congratulations.
Good to see you guys.
Yes.
Congratulations to you.
How many times has this been
I
for
don't
you?
Know.
You don't know?
I
lost count. You've been on the show so many times.
My favorite part of going to conferences is seeing my pals at OmniTalk.
Oh my gosh. Going on rides and giant shopping carts,
doing
a lot of crazy things.
Doing adventures.
Yes.
We love adventuring with you, Rena.
Thank you.
Congrats on the new role.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about it. What are you doing? And tell the audience who might not be familiar what Go Local is, if you don't mind.
I would be happy to. Okay, so 5 months ago, I got this call to come join Walmart and leave Walmart Go Local, and it was an easy answer to say yes. But before that, let me tell you a little bit about how I ended up here.
How did you get here?
Yes.
Tell us that.
I spent the last four. I started my career in consulting, but spent the last 14 years in retail.
Yeah.
Everything
from
merchandise. Right. We were merchants together at one point.
We were.
Merchandising to strategy to corporate development to last mile roles. And Walmart has been, you know, building this last mile capability and was looking for a new leader. And 5 months ago, I joined Walmart as the VP of Go Local. So Walmart Go Local is a last mile provider. We're a white label delivery service for other retailers. So for years, right, Walmart has built this incredible capability of last mile delivery from their stores to consumers' homes.
Yeah.
And in 2021, they made the very smart choice to take it external. One of their first clients that we onboarded was the Home Depot.
Okay.
We're still a client today.
Right.
So it's an incredible service. We span 10 different retail verticals. We've done 12 million lifetime deliveries. And I feel like we're just getting started.
Yeah. Well, and explain a little bit about what that's like. Like, how do retailers work with you right now? Like, and, you know, Home Depot is a massive one to start with. But is this big and small retailers?
Yep.
What is that relationship like?
A little bit? Retailers of all shapes and sizes. We don't discriminate. We love all retail.
Yeah.
You know, last mile is a really expensive capability to build yourself.
Yes.
And so this is a great opportunity for Walmart to take something they've built and built with like great operational excellence and like with the customer at the center of every decision and let other retailers take advantage of this incredible capability. Walmart delivers from over 4,000 stores today. And then when you add the Go Local clients to the roster, we're at close to 20,000 pickup points across the U.S.
Wow.
So a lot of scale.
Yeah.
And with that scale comes great quality and an awesome cost too.
Yeah, I bet.
So I'm curious, because last mile, I mean, if you had asked me like two years ago, maybe, Ann, maybe even a year ago, like what's the most common phrase that you hear at a conference? Last mile would have been it. Now it's probably retail media or AI, but followed closely by last mile because it's that important. So Rena, what are some of the challenges or opportunities that you're hearing from the retailers that you serve around how they can, you know, defray some of those costs and make a difference?
Great question. I mean, the two things that retailers always ask about when I sit down and talk with them are quality and cost.
Yep.
Like those have not changed. Those are like the age old parts of last mile delivery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is where Go
They're
Local.
Hard to get right.
Yeah. And this is where I like love what we've built at Walmart and Walmart Go Local. Quality is very much a part of everything that we do. You know, Walmart cares so much about operational excellence.
Yes.
And through Walmart Go Local, we are delivering on a 98% on-time delivery each and every day for our same-day deliveries.
Wow.
And we talk a lot about a defectless culture. Like,
how
do we have a defectless experience for our customers and for our clients' customers?
Mm-hmm.
So quality, center of everything we do with the customer first. The second is cost. So again, let's go back to that. Walmart delivers from 4,000 stores today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add these Go Local clients into the mix. We just have great density. We've got great capabilities that we've built.
Mm-hmm.
And through that density and those capabilities comes great cost. And in our last earnings, Walmart reported cost of last mile has gone down 20%.
Oh, wow.
Year over
year.
Yeah,
I remember seeing that. I remember reading that. Yeah, so John Rainey or John David Rainey.
That's right. So that is like a huge proof point, right? Yeah. Like we are getting the quality right with that on-time delivery stat, and we're getting the cost lowered. And that helps us just be very competitive in this space. And then you put the customer at the center of it all, and you're like, we've got one of the best programs out there.
I want to hit on the quality thing real quick, too, because I think that is – I'm glad you brought that up, because that's an element that often gets lost in the discussion. It's not always just about finding the lowest cost. Yeah. So from a consumer perspective, what do they see when a Go Local delivery arrives at their home?
Yeah, I love that question, because the team made a really conscious decision when they built this to make it a white-labeled offering.
Okay.
So it's truly white labeled. So there's no Walmart brand. So when we're doing a delivery for the Home Depot or Sur La Table or Books a Million, there's no Walmart logo on the car, on the driver's shirt. And so it's really about, we say, let us ace the delivery so you get the credit. Okay. It's truly about maximizing the experience from the retailer's website to the consumer's home.
So their brand, your expertise
you
on
got
making
it.
The delivery.
Yes.
Is
you
how we should
got
think
it.
About it?
That's okay. exactly right.
It's
that's
interesting,
exactly right.
too, because it's like taking the whole model, the consumer model for Walmart, too, of, you know, save money and live better. I mean, a lot of people who are using that service, too, are, you know, the people that are starting their own, you know, have their own businesses, they're independent business owners, that you're able to support them being able to make these deliveries and stay competitive, which is a massive problem right now for a lot of small businesses to try to keep up with, you know, the bigger players. Right. So
I think retailers, I'll go back to retailers of all shapes and sizes and scale. And the two like that I like to highlight from our roster that I think are the extremes. Like we talked about the Home Depot, right? Massive, huge e-commerce growth and presence and continuing to grow their delivery presence. The other that I think is fun to think about is 1-800-Flowers.
Yeah.
Okay. So big national banner, right? But actually behind the scenes are like thousands of mom and pop floral shops.
Right.
And so we go to, you know, florists in your local community, pick up.
Flo's florists.
You got it. Right? You got it. Pick up those bouquets and deliver them. And what's great about that and what 1-800-Flowers just recently told us is their florists love the quality of our drivers and the professionalism of our drivers.
Right.
And so when he goes anything from like massive scale to like local, we kind of can cover the whole spectrum.
Well, and the type of deliveries that you're making.
That's
from a temperature controlled small business floral arrangement to Home Depot in massive products and gear and equipment.
Well, and Walmart knows how to do that. Like, I just wrote an article in Forbes this morning praising the express delivery announcements you guys have. I mean, you're delivering night crawlers for crying out loud. Live bait.
I mean,
it doesn't go any more kind of on the extreme than that. So your point's dead right, Ann.
Right. Well, Rena, let's close it out with this question. What do you see on the horizon? You've had a little bit of time in this job. You've got the whole year ahead of you, big announcements that Walmart's been putting out in terms of last mile delivery and capabilities. What are you excited about personally?
Yeah. Okay. So I always start with growth, which is how do we take the clients we already serve today and continue to drive growth for them? We're just at the tip of the sword of like what we can be doing when it comes to last mile delivery, solving the hard problems that they haven't been able to solve because they don't have the resources or the tech. How do we really lead with that tech, that people-led, tech-powered motto that is so core to Walmart when we look out to our clients and help them find growth? So that's one.
Okay.
Two is, who else can we work with, right? When we talk about retailers of all shapes and sizes, many still don't have last mile turned on as a capability. And in fact, I think today it's about 38% of companies have next day delivery turned on, and in 2 years it'll be 67%. So there's still a lot to go after in helping with last mile, bringing this capability online in a very seamless, fast way that has the customer at the center of everything that we do. And then a lot of retailers are looking to expand who they work with, and we of course want to be in their consideration set.
Right.
And then lastly, what I'm super excited about is how we bring new capabilities to bear to the market. I think we're just, again, starting to explore how we can leverage Walmart's incredible supply chain and take that out to customers and retailers in the market. And so more to come on what that is and what that looks like. But there's a lot of appetite from Walmart to build this business and to build it with great excellence. And I'm just so happy to be on this journey.
Oh, man. We're glad you're leading it, Rena.
So, and I want to put you on the spot with one more question.
Okay.
If that's okay. Okay. So, you know, Walmart, big change, big difference. 6 months on the job, roughly?
Five.
Yep. 5 months on the job. Round it up. Okay. What are your big reflections?
It's a great question, Chris. I think the thing that surprised me the most in a very pleasant way about joining Walmart is the culture.
Yeah,
it is such an incredible place.
Really?
Completely humble, like from the like CEO all the way down to like the associates on the floor. I have a great team behind me. They really know retail and they really know last mile. And they've built this business from the ground up. And there's so much care and great problem solving that just like sits on the team that I get to lead each and every day. And they're really to credit for this amazing brand and product. But it's people, it's culture. It's what has surprised me the most and what will keep me here for the long haul.
It's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for being with us.
Yes.
It's always a pleasure. I've lost track.
Thank you, guys.
It's been great.
I've lost track of this 4 or 5 times, but thank you for being with us again. Rena Hirst, the VP of Walmart Go Local, a very key piece of their growth strategy, not only for Walmart, but for the retailers they serve as well. That's a key point I would make for those watching, too. Thanks to Meta for sponsoring our coverage here at Shop Talk 2024. And as always, Anne.
Be careful out there.